Cyberspace devotee in Ontario, Canada, does a puja twice a day within their home and accumulate a lot of holy ash, which we call vibhuti, that is put onto the body, and wonders what to do with the excess holy ash. Generally, what we do with our excess vibhuti is to give it to friends and family. Be generous with it. It's the gift of the gods, so let everyone share in your abundance. A cyberspace devotee, Rolando, who's living in Virginia, in the United States, wonders about free will. Do we really have free will? Or, if everything is Shiva, perhaps it's Shiva's will that is guiding us all of the time, and we don't have free will at all. Well, everything is Shiva. Shiva is the all-pervasive energy, the light within your eyes, the energy within your body. But it is up to you as an evolving soul to evolve. And to do that, you have to make choices between good and bad, joy and sorrow. Every day you're making choices. You are the master of your own destiny. Remember that. A cyberspace devotee named Bill in Brooklyn, New York, wonders about the Vasana Daha Tantra that mentions you write down all the bad things and burn them up and release the emotion out of the memory, but what about all the good things? Well, Bill, to really practice these tantras and get the transformation that they promise, you need a foundation. I've just finished a little book, How to Become a Hindu. Get it, read it, understand it, make strong commitments in your life. Then the deeper tantras of Sanatana Dharma will come to life within you. Also, what we're talking about here are vasanas of the inner mind, or memories that are vibrating with emotion. This means something bad that you did or was done to you caused an emotion to vibrate the memory even many years afterwards. It's constantly vibrating within you. Likewise, something good happens, develops a happy memory, and the emotion is vibrating within the memory pattern. There's no difference between the good or the bad ones. So write down all the good memories too. Burn them up too. So that your subconscious mind, which is the past, clears and you have nothing but a bright and wholesome future.